Okay. Our speaker is Meredith today, who will share her experience and strength for 20 minutes on God is Everything. Go ahead, Meredith, it's all yours.
Thank you so much. It's such an honor to be here, and thank you, Judith, for and Lonnie for asking me to come and speak. And I've been really looking forward to it. And when I went into prayer and meditation a few days ago to ask for the topic and got God is everything, I was like, yeah, no, I don't think so. That's like too big of a topic. So I went to prayer and meditation the next day and was like, now I need a topic that I have more experience with. And the topic, and it was like, God is everything. That's your topic. So the next day, my inner critic was just like super duper loud and like, no way you can speak on that topic. Like, who the hell do you think you are speaking on that topic? Like, just don't. And so I went back to prayer and meditation and was like, look, here's all the reasons why this is not the right topic for me to speak on. It's like, God is everything. That's your topic. So here I am. Here I am speaking on this topic that feels way, 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 way beyond my pay grade. So not that I have a pay grade, but you know what I mean. So let me start with a prayer. God, please enable me to set aside everything I think I know about you, me, my fellows, recovery, and especially help me set aside everything I think I know about God is everything for an open heart, an open mind, and a new God experience of God is everything. God, please direct my thinking. Let it be free of fear, dishonesty, self-doubt, and self-reliance. God, help me feel the presence of you. Help me see and recognize your miracles in my day and my life. Help me notice your help and help me feel your support. Show me how to grow in conscious contact with you. Guide and direct me as to what to share today. So, what I got to share on this topic is I'm deep in step nine and step 12, taking a group of women, an amazing group of women, through a little mini chaos creating workshop, and we're deep in step one. And meanwhile, I'm deep in my step nine. And my first few amends were so beautiful and so full of miracles, just like crazy, crazy miracles. And then I got to, I took the good advice to do the easiest ones first. I got to some of the ones that are harder, that were lower down on my list. And one of them with my first ex-spouse, who I hadn't spoken to, no text, no email, like zero contact for 12 years. It just went really miraculously. It was absolutely incredible. And then I got to my really tough crowd. And in that set of amends, there was a whole bunch of shaming and blaming in response to my approach in one case, and yeah, you really, really hurt me in another case. And my experience of that was to all of a sudden go, I'm wrong and I'm bad. I've really hurt people. And so my inner critic started getting really loud. And as that happened, I started to ask, like, I got from my sponsor the question for consideration. So when you are telling yourself that I'm not recovered enough, that I've hurt too many people, I'm not safe in relationships, I'm a failure and disaster in relationships, I can't be trusted. I was even having the thought, I'm having a codependent relationship with God. You know, I was like, I'm so codependent that I'm bringing my codependence to God. And like, oh no, my relationship with God is going off the rails because I'm that codependent. And my sponsor gave me the beautiful question for consideration, like, so what's that doing for you, Mare? What are Dilla's thoughts doing for you? It's like, oh, they're producing a lot of adrenaline. Okay, so what I, in taking that to prayer and meditation further, what came to me, the insight that came to me is that I have this insight came to me in the fourth and fifth step, but it showed up now as I have this internal gatekeeper, the safety monitor. And she's like, too much spiritual growth, too much self-awareness, too much like step 12 and step 9 is like, slow down the spiritual growth bus. This is like too much, too fast. And so because through this work and this process, I really have had an experience of grace of trying to control and fix you and focus on what's wrong with you. I do have the hand off the hot flame experience of that. But when it comes to controlling and fixing me and pointing out what's wrong with me, there's still an inner voice that says, yeah, that's the responsible thing to do. Like, if we don't pay attention to what's wrong with you and try to fix you, you're just going to go feral. You're just going to be like off the rails. And so in the absence of other, you know, controlly fixy ways to slow down my spiritual growth, you know, my ego was just like, okay, self-criticism, that's going to work. Criticizing others, she's not really buying that anymore. So we got to bring on the self-critique. In particular, I had this moment of it in, so in the self-critique, as developing a whole lot of fear and doubt around amends to my second spouse, which is kind of my biggest, hardest amends, because both my parents are deceased. So those are going to be graveside amends. And things are progressing. I'm the executor of my dad's estate, and things are progressing with the estate to the point where there's some real decisions that need to be made. And so the inner critic is on this track of, well, it's time to really worry about the estate because you're going to have to make some decisions. And you're about to get to the point where, you know, you're getting ready to make amends to this second spouse. So now it's time to self-doubt and self-worry and worry and second guess. And so I went to this meditation retreat with my primary spiritual tradition with this, like, just, you know, kind of foxhole prayer of, God, please help me grow in my relationship with you. Help me grow in my conscious contact with you. And like, just, I hear in the rooms, you know, alcoholics say, God separated me from alcohol on this date. And it's like, God, can you just separate me from worry on this, on the estate, and worry about this amends with my second spouse? Can you just separate me from this inner critic? Can you just like lift that? And so I was in my meditation retreat, and my totally different spiritual tradition was basically saying God is everything. I was like, oh wow, this is God is everything. Okay, it's slightly different language, but it's basically God is everything. I was like, okay, so if I really, really take on board God is everything, then what does that mean? Like, so my question was, if God is everything, aren't I already whole and complete and not separate from God? if God is everything, then isn't everything an expression of God's divine love? And if God is everything, isn't me labeling things as good and bad just me playing God? If God is everything, is me labeling myself as good or bad? Is me labeling myself as not recovered enough, not spiritual enough, not good enough? Am I basically saying that God, if I'm saying I need to be controlled and fixed, isn't that like me trying, if God is everything, isn't that like me trying to control and fix God? If God is everything, then isn't anything I'm trying to control and fix like trying to control and fix God? So that sort of blew my mind. And I also had this prayer of a fellow who's been with me through this whole journey, like before I met BBA and through this whole journey, when I was talking about my struggle with my inner critic, she was like, Mare, do you need to be more vulnerable with God? Like, are you being fully vulnerable and intimate in your relationship with God? Are you like trying to be a little bit invulnerable and holding back from intimacy with God? She's like, shoot. I think that was part of my like, oh my God, I'm in a codependent relationship with God. So let me get invulnerable and let me get a little less intimate because I'm screwing it up. I'm doing it wrong. I'm doing this God relationship thing wrong. And so in this moment of, okay, God, I want to be vulnerable and intimate with you. Show me how to lift this, like lift this critic from me. Show me how to be in conscious contact with you. Show me how to be more vulnerable, more intimate with you. And so I'm still kind of in this foxhole prayer, praying for grace. And I get the guidance, like open up your notebook from a previous meditation retreat. And this was a meditation retreat from 5 years ago. I did a 3-month meditation retreat in the south of France. So I just open up the notebook. I just open it up to wherever I opened it up to. And I saw this note, when worry is removed, remember that. And it just hit me like a ton of bricks that in between step two and step three, I had a on my knees in total anxiety about this second marriage, this second spouse, second marriage dissolving, and total anxiety about being the executor of my dad's estate. And I just fell to my knees in prayer and was like, okay, God, I'm so on with this step two, step three thing. Like, relieve me. Like, I don't know what to do about these situations. It's overwhelming. And I went to bed spinning like I normally do, obsessing like I normally do. And like I normally was at that point in step two and step three, and somewhere in between those two. And I woke up with this total and utter knowledge that it was totally okay, that the estate was totally okay, that my situation with my second spouse was totally okay, and that I was totally okay. And I was like, this is it. This is grace. This is that moment of grace of a worry being totally removed. And I just went through the whole day in a totally altered state of consciousness compared to the step oneness that I had been in leading up to that step two, step three moment. So here I am opening up my notebook from a meditation retreat 5 years ago. And it says, when worry is removed, remember that. So all I had to do was remember God had already told me. God had already lifted that worry from me. God had already, in a complete moment, I didn't do anything. There was no effort. I went to bed obsessing, absolutely obsessing, and woke up knowing it was okay. And I had forgotten it. I had forgotten that that worry had been lifted, and I had forgotten that the other worry was lifted at all. And I had this clarity and certainty about it in that moment of grace. And the next note in my meditation book from 5 years ago was, when clarity or certainty enters you, decide on that. Like, God gave me clarity. God gave me certainty. Remember that. Decide on that. That also blew my mind. So this moment of, if God is everything, then if I'm really taking on board God is everything, don't I already have the self-love? That's five more minutes. Okay. Don't I already have the self-love and self-acceptance and wholeness that I am begging God for? Isn't that already? If God is everything, isn't that wholeness and self-love and self-acceptance that I'm begging God for? Isn't that already the true nature of me? And this idea that I need to beg God for relief from my inner critic, is that not coming from a delusion that I'm separate from God? The other thing that occurred to me is thinking I should be feeling and experiencing something different, thinking that my recovery needs to slow down. There's too much spiritual growth. I'll get overwhelmed. I won't be able to handle it. Or thinking I don't have enough, like spiritual growth is happening too fast over here, but it's too slow over here. Like I need more spiritual recovery and growth over here. And I need things to slow down over here because I'm going to get overwhelmed. And life's already getting bigger and life's already getting fuller. And I'm only on step one and step 12. And is life going to get too big? Is life going to get too full if I keep going with step 9 and step 12? Like, how do we hit the brakes? Isn't all of that playing God? Isn't all of that me messing with playing God? And isn't whatever I'm feeling and experiencing in any moment, am I really supposed to be experiencing or feeling anything different if God is everything? So how do I close this? I think, you know, a thing that occurred to me is like, I've been trying to understand God and understand how to have a not codependent relationship with God. But I didn't need that with my sponsor. Like, I have such a beautiful, recovered, incredible relationship with my sponsor, but I didn't know how to do that. I didn't, when I showed up in step one, I didn't know how to have a recovered relationship, but we did. And so why, like, that was the kind of illustration that God gave me, is like, you don't have to know how to have a recovered relationship with God. Just come be with me, you know? You didn't know how to have a recovered relationship with her. And yet you have this beautiful, God-inspired, full of miracles relationship with her. So like, just shut up. Just come be with me. So let me close with a prayer. I don't really know if any of that makes any sense, but God, help me trust that you will provide what I need, that you will guide and direct my life, and help me represent what you would have me be.